Flesh also has another phase. The human heart is not only active in choosing evil, but also self-reflective in bringing self-condemnation, and then active in silencing conscience. Conscience often contradicts a person's belief system and choices in unpredictable ways. Many people have waded deep into sexual license, thinking there's no such thing as sin, but have found themselves surprisingly smitten with guilt. It takes a lot of practice, propaganda, social reinforcement, persistence, and denial to sear the conscience. Condemnation is the oddly contradictory dimension of human behavior that also affects how the world and the devil operate. So, for example, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky were two consenting adults doing sexual things in a culture that exalts personal choice in sexual matters. But they were publicly accused, besmirched, degraded, and in his case, impeached. In parallel to public shaming and scolding, Satan works as the accuser, alongside being a liar, tempter, enslaver, and murderer. So the world, the flesh, and the devil not only lead us astray, they also accuse and condemn us for straying. Experiences of self-condemnation, guilt, public humiliation, and shame are another part of darkened sexuality that calls for renewal. Finally, there is one more very significant factor, even beyond the multidimensional world, flesh, and devil. Many hardships, heartaches, and pressures that people face do not involve any obvious malicious agent. Sickness, bereavement, financial hardship, political chaos, natural disasters, and death can afflict any one of us. We are not necessarily meant to take it personally and look for someone to blame. The last enemy and the shadows of death can significantly affect sexual feelings and behavior. For example, a 38-year-old mother almost dies of a systemic infection after giving birth. By the time she recovers her health 2 years later, she has transitioned from being young, vivacious, and energetic to being old, worn, and slowed. Her sexual interest has vanished. Sex has become a mildly unpleasant chore, rather than a joyous marital delight. Her husband was 34 when she became sick, and has remained full of youthful passion for life. He starts looking around for a more lively partner and becomes a serial adulterer. He has no excuse at all, but a significant life pressure and loss has changed their marriage, providing a context in which he has sinned rather than learned the harder kinds of love and self-control. So the world around us plays liar, aggressor, and accuser. The human heart generates both desire and condemnation. The evil one lies, allures, murders, degrades, and accuses. And then there is all the ordinary affliction, disappointment, and loss. We have many knots to disentangle in the renewal of our sexuality. This chapter will focus on five specifics. Unholy desires. The most obvious forms of sexual darkness involve the sins of overt immorality. There are countless ways that sexuality veers into non-marital eroticism. Sex can become a carnival of intoxicating fires, a dream world of erotic arousal, predatory instinct, manipulative intention.